After completing Mishnah Yud Bet, we now move on to Mishnah Yud Gimel, where Hillel continues with his statements. Here we have a number of short statements that all revolve around what a person's focus in life is. The first statement, four words, Nigad Shema, Avid Shmei. A person who is focused on making his own name great will end up losing his name, and much more than that. The question of whose name a person is focused on goes back to the very first parsha in the Torah. If we look in Bereshit Perek Vav, at the very end of the parsha, right before the Mabul, we get the backdrop as to why God decides to destroy humanity. God is disappointed with man. Pasuk Vav, Vayinochem Hashem ki asat Adam baretz vayit atsev elibo. It even describes God as being sad. What made God so sad? If you read the Pesukim earlier, you see that man is very much focused on his own needs and interests. And his leaders, the strongest amongst men, are called in the end of Pasuk Dalet, Anshei Hashem, people who are out for their own name. Later in Perek Yud Aleph, after the Mabul, in the Dor HaPlaga, the door that built the tower, we're told that their goal was, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Dalet, Hava Nivne Lanu Ir Migdal V'Roshov V'Shamayim V'Nase Lanu Shem. They're out again for their own name. The contrast to these different generations is the son of Noah named Shem, who creates a Kiddush Hashem by acting for the sake of heaven, not taking advantage of his father at his weak moment, but sanctifying himself, his father, in the process. Shem's descendant, who will begin the line of the Jewish people, is Avraham. Avraham is a person who God promises in the beginning of Parshat Lech Lecha, V'agadla Shemecha, I'll make your name great. And the reason why is because everywhere Avram goes, he builds a Mizbeach, and at that Mizbeach, Vayikra v'Shem Hashem, first mentioned in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Chet. And we know how much Avram was focused on glorifying the name of God. Many places like Chav Aleph Perek Pasuk Lamed Gimel, it's mentioned again. Chazal elaborate on Avram and how he was Megayer, Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Eventually, in Perek Yud Dalid, Avram meets up with Malki Tzedek, who Chazal tell us is Shem, and the two of them connect with each other over the Kiddush Hashem that they make after the war between the four and the five kings. This becomes the rallying cry for the Jewish people. We are responsible. One of the central tenets of our faith is Kiddush Hashem, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Rambam writes in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah no less, Kol Beit Yisrael mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh, to sanctify God's name. Ad kedei kach that we say in Kedusha, Nekadesh et Shimcha ba'olam, Keshem Shemakdishim oto b'shmei Barom. We aim to sanctify God's name in a way that's no less than the angels in the world above, us in the world below. Question is, are we about our own name or are we about God's name? A person who is about themselves, their name will be erased. A person who's about God's name, their name will be themselves glorified like Avraham Avinu.